pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This Thursday, March 28th, NBA Betting Picks edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code NBASGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. And start making smarter bets today. Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Thursday, March 28th, currently 11:06 on the East Coast. I'm your host, Munaf the Machine Manji, here to get into the NBA action. We'll recap what we saw in the association on Wednesday night. Short two-game schedule in the NBA, but you can't be mad at them because we got opening day in MLB and also the Sweet 16 tipping off tonight here as well. But joining me here to help me break everything down, you guys know him as the voice of the Tennis Gambling Podcast, WNBA Gambling Podcast, NFL and MLB, and of course here on the NBA Gambling Podcast is Scott Studio Rochelle. Scott, what's going on, man? How you doing?
They're doing pretty well. Only two games on the card, as you said before. We have opening day. We have the return of the NCAA tournament as the Sweet 16 games are starting tonight. So a lot of actual sports on the calendar, and NBA is technically one of them, but not many games.
Yeah, again, just two games. But again, I don't think a lot of people will be paying attention to the NBA. I mean, my eyes will be on the scoreboard at least. At least one interesting game here tonight. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But last night turned out to be an okay night for myself. I know you guys probably did have a pretty good day on the pod. I did have the Knicks in the first half. That one got to the window fairly easily. They go on to destroy the Toronto Raptors 145-101. Also did have the Cavs in the first half. That was not even close. I mean, defensively, they just absolutely fell off a cliff in that game. They gave up, I think, what, 69, 68 points in the first half to the Hornets. Hornets go on to win the game as an outright 10-point underdog in the game against the Cavs, 118-111. Your Brooklyn Nets, they went into overtime against the Washington Wizards, 122-119. I did have Nick Claxton rebounds in that game, needed overtime to get to the window with that rebounding prop. He finished the game with 13 rebounds. I had over 10.5 and 11.5, and he got 13 there in overtime. So those were my main plays last night. Scott, how was your night as far as NBA went?
Yeah, overall, can't complain. Ended up doing well. I know Terrell and I gave out a bonus pick. We did a lock, a dog, and a prop. Ended up winning the lock. I had the Sixers team total over 104.5 that got there. They blew the game, or maybe you could argue the refs blew the game because Oubre got fouled on the last drive and they didn't call it. But either way, the point is Philly did go over. Had the Rockets on the money line at plus 220, which ended up getting there as my dog. bit fortunate because I gave it out, and then about an hour later, Shea was announced out, but that was part of the reason why I took Houston in the first place, was Shea admitting that he was dealing with a bit of a quad injury, so that was kind of calculated, but him sitting was the best-case scenario. Crazy game. Jalen Green at 37 again. He was incredible. And Dylan Brooks got a technical foul. I need one more in the final 10 games. I need one more, so we'll see what happens, but the point is Houston has now won 10 straight. I'm assuming you were against Tari Eason's Instagram story, but it made me laugh, so I'll let it slide. Golden State had a nice win. Draymond got ejected after 4 minutes, and they won the game anyway, so that's a big win for Golden State considering the circumstances against Orlando. And trying to think of anything else for playoff picture stuff. I mentioned the Thunder loss, but so did the Nuggets. So nothing really changed there with the one seed. Minnesota did win, though, so they were able to gain some ground on both teams. I don't think there really anything else that were really important for playoff stuff. The Lakers won. They've been in good form, beat the Grizzlies. LeBron had a pretty straightforward triple-double as he kind of cruised into it. Very high-scoring game, but you ended up seeing the Lakers win that one. Yeah, that's kind of it for playoff stuff. I feel like any other takeaways involve teams that aren't really playing for much at this point. But you have anything else you want to add for playoff pictures? Because I think I kind of covered all the games that actually had anything to do with the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the Lakers. I think they're in a spot now. I mean, they've quietly won 5 games in a row here. I think they have an opportunity, in fact, to maybe play themselves out of the play-in tournament bracket and maybe finish as a top 6 seed because they do have a favorable schedule coming up. They are traveling to Indiana. I think that would be obviously a revenge spot for the Indiana Pacers because they just played on Sunday night. We saw a gajillion points being scored in that game. But then they go to Brooklyn, to Toronto, to Washington to wrap up that road trip next week. So, again, they could easily win at minimum 3 out of their 4 next games. If not, if they can beat the Pacers, I think that the road is pretty open for them to wrap up this road trip, at least going 5-1 or, who knows, 6-0. So the opportunities are there if they can take care of business, not having to play those, you know, additional games in the play-in tournament. A little tricky down the stretch for them, their final couple games. They have Cleveland, Minnesota, the Warriors at home, and they go to Memphis and then to New Orleans to wrap up the season. So same thing with the Warriors. I think they also have a favorable schedule here, especially on this road trip here. So I don't think the Rockets are going to catch them because, again, it seems like that these teams right now, they know what's at stake and they're locking in, you know, offensively and again, defensively. And they know that they just got to go out and take care of business to get into the at least either the play-in tournament or possibly be as a top 6 seed. Because right now it's still jumbled up and it's definitely going to come down to the final week there, or the final couple games there, maybe even the last day of the regular season to find out the exact seeding in the Western Conference from 4 to 10. So, I mean, you nailed it pretty much as far as the Western Conference playoff implications from the games last night. Other than that, I thought Phoenix, I did like Phoenix last night to at least cover the number, but a very impressive victory for them. Obviously, I know the Denver Nuggets were without Jamal Murray, but give credit. It was a team effort, man. I mean, the three-point shot was falling last night for the Phoenix Suns. Grayson Allen, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Royce O'Neal had a couple clutch shots in that fourth quarter. Defensively, they were very good, were the Phoenix Suns. So a huge victory for them after coming off that embarrassing loss against the San Antonio Spurs, who were without Victor Wembanyama in that game. So, it's starting to get interesting here. Some good matchups coming up this weekend as well. So, you know, my eyes will be on the NBA here as well, Scott. But, we're just inching closer towards the end of the season and once we get into the play-in tournament bracket. But, yeah, pretty straightforward night last night. Anything else you got?
If anyone was curious, by the way, for the Western Conference standings for the play-in, the Lakers are now 1.5 back of Sacramento. And they are, in theory, for the 6th seed, they are still 2.5 back of Dallas. So it's doable, realistically, probably a play-in team. But the question is, where will they end up? Because if they end up, of course, passing the Kings, 1.5 back right now, then they do have 2 shots to make the actual potential bracket in the NBA playoffs as opposed to 1. Because you have a chance to get the 7-8 matchup. And if they lose that, then in theory, the 8 and 9 or 8 and 10 matchup. So it is pretty important to catch the Kings. If they don't, then they have to win 2 play-in games instead of 1.
Yeah, you just take a look at the most difficult schedules remaining. Phoenix has the toughest schedule remaining. They have 2 against the Timberwolves, 2 against the Clippers, 2 against the Pelicans, 1 against Sacramento, and then the Thunder. Then you kind of go towards the bottom where the Golden State Warriors have the 4th easiest schedule remaining, and then the Lakers have the 7th easiest schedule remaining. Kind of told you guys about their remaining schedule. So, now again, I'm sure these games or these teams are just taking a game out of time, but you know, looking at us, we like to kind of look ahead at the picture and see where these teams can kind of fall. Dallas also has an easy schedule as well. They have 2 games left against the Rockets. I mean, not sure if that you can consider that right now, the way the Rockets are playing as an easy opponent, but they have 2 against the Warriors. They have Sacramento Thunder, the Miami Heat in that span as well. So we'll definitely be keeping our eye on this for sure here in the Western Conference. I think the East is pretty straightforward. Scott, I mean, we know that Boston's pretty much wrapped it up. Seems like Milwaukee is probably cemented into that 2-seed, 3-seed at the worst. Cleveland took a bad loss last night. It's going to depend on who ends up as the 6, 7, 8 seed in the Eastern Conference, because the Pacers, the Heat, and the Sixers are all separated by 1.5 games for those spots. And it just seems like that Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks are going to be that 9 and 10 seed in the Eastern Conference this year in that play-in tournament bracket. One more news note that did come out. Nick Nurse mentioned that Joel Embiid has a really good chance of returning for the Sixers before the playoffs. So I think that would be huge for them, that if he's able to get a couple games under his belt, maybe like 2 or 3 games, kind of shake the rust off and get his conditioning up to speed and have him ready to go for the playoffs. I think that would be huge for the Philadelphia 76ers. So we'll see when Joel Embiid does in fact actually return, if it is before the playoffs. But Nick Nurse, before the game yesterday against the Clippers, did mention that he is having a really good chance of returning before the season actually wraps up here, Scott.
Yeah, of course, they only have 9 games left in the regular season, so we'll see how much of a workload you can actually get before the playoffs. Right now, they are the 8 seed. They're currently 1.5 back of Indiana, so Philly's probably going to be a play-in team. Question is, can they potentially catch Miami, who's 0.5 game ahead of them, just because of a game in hand? If that is the case, then they will get a home game for the play-in, so we'll see what happens there. Would be fun, though, to see Miami taking on Philly with Embiid in a play-in game, so that would be a pretty entertaining result of the actual standings. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear. Of course, you know, if you're going to be watching Philly in the play-in or the playoffs, you want Embiid to actually play, because this team is awful to watch when he does not play, so it would be nice for the fan base. We'll see what happens, but good to hear. Of course, you know, you'd rather see one of the best players in the league actually available for the playoffs or the play-in, as opposed to being on the shelf. And in that case, Philly's kind of just a waste of space.
Yeah, I agree. One more note. This was hilarious. Just came across on the 4-letter network. It says, Hornets LaMelo Ball shut down for the season due to ankle injury. I mean,
I didn't think he was going to play again.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to play this rest of the season again as well. But I thought it was funny that just came across as official news for the Charlotte Hornets. But Scott, before we actually get into the games here, look, you guys here are listening to the NBA Gambling Podcast. And SGP, man, let's just say the network, we've been putting our heads down and going to work. And all that work that we do here, it's all for free. So I know you guys support the NBA Gambling Podcast, and you guys probably support Scott on the Tennis Gambling Podcast, support us on the MLB Gambling Podcast as well. But we have 20 different podcasts on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network that we do absolutely for free. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes behind it, behind the scenes as well, that maybe a lot of our listeners that don't know about. So make sure you guys also subscribe to those podcasts as well. And in honor of March Madness, with Sweet 16 kicking off here on Thursday night, make sure you guys check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, a flagship show with SGPN, hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stack in the Money Green. Those guys have been absolutely killing it for the college basketball tournament, and they've picked every tournament game against the spread for free since the 2012 tournament. And of course, the college basketball experience. Those guys don't need any introduction, but Colby Dan, aka the Pig Dundee, Ryan Moneyline Mac, and producer Noah B, they continue their unmatched coverage of basketball betting for the tournament. So make sure you guys subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you get your podcast. All right, Scott, let's get into the two games here for tonight. We've got number one. We'll start here with the Boston Celtics. They are staying in Atlanta. I don't think they traveled back to Boston after what happened on, what was it, today's on Tuesday night, I believe, or was it Monday night, where they got out to a great start for their game against the Hawks, and they blew a 30-point lead against the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks got that victory in that game, 120-118, I believe. Hawks are on a back-to-back here, Scott. They did play last night at home against the Portland Trail Blazers. Won that game comfortably, 121-106. But right now, currently as it stands, the Boston Celtics are a 17-point road favorite here with a total of 226.5. And quickly glancing at the injury report here, did see a note just come across that Jrue Holiday did participate in shoot around here for the Boston Celtics. Al Horford is officially listed as questionable. Jaden Springer is questionable. Xavier Tillman is questionable. But Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis are all a go in this game. Like I just mentioned, Atlanta did play last night, so they do get that extra time to submit that injury report. But again, they did take care of business last night at home. So back-to-back situation here for the Atlanta Hawks. Boston looking for some type of revenge here, Scott. But where are we going with this game?
Yeah, I'm a bit annoyed at myself because this felt like the obvious Celtics revenge spot. And I believe the line opened up at 12.5.
Yeah.
And now it's at 17. So, Yeah, kind of missed a 4.5-point line move there. I have a hard time of wanting to lay 17, but I understand it with Boston because they were up 30 in the first half and then everything kind of hit the fan in the second half there against Atlanta. They really should dominate this game. They're so much better than Atlanta. Atlanta's on a back-to-back. Boston didn't play yesterday. The scheduling spot's very good for them. I do think for the sake of this, I'm going to lean to Boston. I'm probably not going to bet it. If it was 12.5, I definitely would have locked it for the show. Yeah. But unfortunately, You know, stuff happens overnight. I'm going to lean to Boston. I do think they win this game comfortably, especially if all of the main players on this roster are healthy. So yeah. I'm going to lean to Boston, but in reality, I don't want to say it's getting to an unbettable spot, but laying 17 is never exactly ideal in the NBA, but yeah. I can understand it in this case because Atlanta, despite beating Portland yesterday, even though Portland sat half the team, and even though Atlanta did beat the Celtics in that miraculous comeback a couple of days ago, doesn't change the fact the scheduling spot sucks for Atlanta and that Boston's the much better team. Boston should win by 20. They really should, but 17's a lot to lock up on a show. I'll lean to Boston, though. I like the over, probably a team total over, but yeah, I think I have to lean to Boston, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to Boston first half. I think they just come out here and take care of business. If you want to take first quarter, if you want to take first half, excuse me, for the Boston Celtics, I think that's just been the one consistent thing about this Celtics team. And I locked them up in that game against Atlanta for the exact reason. But what happened with this team? And we've talked about volumes of how bad they are in particular the third quarters and in the second half in general are the Boston Celtics. But that first half spread this season, the Boston Celtics are 53-18-1 against the spread and on the road, 30-7 in the first half against the spread. So I'm just going to go back to it. It's at 9.5 right now. I do expect them to be up by at least, 15 points at the half if they just come out here and lock in and take care of business like they usually have been all season long in the first half. So first half for me, 17, again, you're right that they should just come out here and dominate. They should just win this game by at a minimum 20 points. But again, it is the Boston Celtics, and we've seen this movie before with them. So I'm just going to get in and get out with my money with the Boston Celtics, -9.5. I like your call about the team totals for them. If you want to stack it, first quarter team total over, first half team total over, full game team total over. I think that, again, defensively, the Atlanta Hawks team has not been very good. Even with the starters that the Portland Trailblazers had last night, pretty much second unit, third unit guys, into the bench guys. They still put up a 106 points against them. And the Boston Celtics in that game against the Hawks back on, what was it, Monday night, they had, I won't say what, was it 68 or 69 points in the first half there? So I could see something similar like that happening again in this game. Sorry, they actually had 74 in the first half in that game. They scored 44 points in the first quarter and were up by 22 points. So, yeah, I like the calls here for the team total. Do you have anything for player props in this game?
Yeah, I see Porzingis Porzingis points and assists at 18.5 at about minus 125 on the over. If you actually go through the numbers, he's been really good at going over. He's had at least 19 points and assists in five straight, 9 of 10, 18 of 20, and he's owned Atlanta recently, as he has had at least 19 in each of the last two meetings this season. So Porzingis over 18.5 points and assists is definitely tempting based on the overall recent form. The problem you run into is that if Boston does bury this team, do they sit people?
Yeah,
I think they probably won't because they blew a 30-point lead against this team. So you might actually see a decent amount of minutes for these guys, even if they are up a ton, because they can't let whatever happened earlier in the week happen again against the same opponent. I think Porzingis is going to have a good matchup. I know Terrell's going to make a case for Capella points, because Boston really does not do well defensively against opposing centers. Yeah. The problem is Capella's got no offensive talent. All he does is catch a lob. So I don't know if that's going to cause me to stay away from Capella or not, because he really can't create his own shot, which might be interesting. But yeah, I think Porzingis was the first one that I was kind of interested in. Derek White rebounds has been okay. If you want to go for that angle, it's over 4.5 at minus 105. He has gone over 9 of the last 10 games. I don't really have much else. Maybe if you want to go for DeJounte and you think that his assist might be there in this game, who knows? Play a decent amount of minutes against the Trailblazers last night, though, so we'll see what happens. But no, I'm just expecting Tatum and Brown to have good games. Other guys will chip in, and they'll probably win by a ton.
Yeah, I mean, Tatum had 37 in that game back on Monday night for the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown chipped in with 24. But I think that for them, they just need to, and they only shot 11 of 38 from the 3-point line. I think a lot of those misses probably came in the second half. Hauser was not very good in this game either. He was 2 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 10 from 3-point line. We know all of his shots are going to come from beyond the arc. So I think they definitely do have an even better shooting night here. And I think they should be a little bit more consistent for the entire four quarters here. So I didn't want to, again, for everything that you just mentioned there, that it could turn into a blowout, and maybe when you need that extra basket or a rebound, that they're still in with about 4 minutes left and they are up by 25 points, and then Joe Mazzulla pulls those guys out and you fall a little bit short there. So I like your call about Porzingis. But other than that, I really didn't have much that I did like as far as player props in this game. So I'll stick with the sides and totals. Do you have anything else for this game?
Trying to think if there's anything else I like. I see the first half team total is around for Boston 63 flat. So keep an eye out for that if you do want the over. I see the first quarter for Boston is at 31.5, juice to the over, but I am still kind of tempted. It's basically it, but no, I think we kind of covered it. Boston really should cover. The question is, will they?
Yeah, and again, they've just been so dominant. I think that first half team total over, I think it's a really good look. They had, what, like I mentioned, 74 in the game on Monday against the Bulls. They had 65 against the Detroit Pistons. They had 69. You could just go back and look. They've just been very dominant in the first half of games. 69 again against the Milwaukee Bucks in that game that they almost blew the lead again in that game. But yeah, I think you got to attack it in the first half here. All right, Scott, before we get over to the next games on the schedule here, let me tell everyone about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting, it's a new and better way to bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, other events with verifiable outcomes, and tons of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds to create your own bets. Cut handles the payments out of things so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and much more. They also have a rewards program. You get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. So download Kut today in the App Store or at Kut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play their pick 'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total. Excuse me, in this week's games for a chance to win big. You win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build your pick 'em entry. And you can also make rival picks, which pits 2 players against each other. Scott and I hit one on Tuesday, so hopefully we can make it back-to-back pods with Scott and myself to hit another Underdog Fantasy entry here for tonight. So stay tuned at the end of the episode. We'll put that one together. Sign up today with using our promo code NBASGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com and find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code NBASGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 and an instant pick'em special. Well, must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Scott, let's get over to the second game of the night here. That's going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. They are in New Orleans here tonight to take on the Pelicans. Currently, this number is now down to -1, I believe, for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah, -1 right now in favor of the Bucks in New Orleans here tonight with a total of 225. Take a quick peek here at the injury report for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, Marjon Beauchamp, and Chris Middleton are all probable here tonight. Patrick Beverley is going to be out for a significant amount of time, possibly, yeah, for the rest of the season at minimum, and maybe the playoff run, depending on how far the Milwaukee Bucks get. He has a torn ligament in his wrist. And that is pretty much it. For the Pelicans, Jose Alvarado is questionable here tonight. He does have right hip soreness. We know about Brandon Ingram, who's going to be out for another week or so. And Cody Zeller is available to play for the New Orleans Pelicans. Scott, let's start with the side here. -1 in favor of the Bucks on the road here against the Pelicans.
Yeah, this game is really, really tough for me to actually, you know, separate both teams with, but I am going to Milwaukee in this spot. New Orleans is still going to be missing Ingram. Of course, that does result in more point Zion, and that's been a very fun experiment for the last couple of years. Zion's been great, just simply put, but I do think if we're talking about, I don't want to say revenge spots because the Pelicans weren't involved, but anytime you blow a 19-point lead in the final 8 minutes of a home game, I do think you're in line for what could be a nice spot to take some anger around to get back on track. So I do think Milwaukee, if they did not blow that lead against the Lakers, are they laying more than 1? Probably. I think part of it is based on how that game ended. So New Orleans did lose the same night. They lost to Oklahoma City. That was a road game. They were down a ton, came back, and then lost anyway in the fourth quarter. But still, point is, I think I'm going to lean to Milwaukee. This team's healthier. They've been playing better basketball. Yes, I know they choked away the game against the Lakers, but still, the point is the Bucks, when things are going relatively well, I just think I have a higher ceiling than the Pelicans right now, and that's good enough for me. Not a lot separating these teams, but with New Orleans missing Ingram and with Milwaukee being healthy, I do think 1 lean seems a little bit short to me. I'm going to lean to Milwaukee. Having said that, I know that New Orleans is still very good at home, but I am going to lean to Milwaukee to get the job done.
Yeah, Milwaukee, after the All-Star break, as an away favorite, are actually 4-1, straight up 4-1 against the spread. It hasn't been against the greatest. There are a couple. Like, they play the 2 LA teams. That has been their toughest competition. They played the Sixers, the Hornets, and the Bulls all on the road as an away favorite. And I think, Bill, what you mentioned there, that, you know, without Brandon Ingram, you need other guys to step up for this Pelicans team. And they weren't able to do that against the Thunder. And also, you know, with the Bucks coughing up the lead against the Lakers again, I think this might be a spot where you see a more focused and more motivated team for the Milwaukee Bucks. Just trying to quickly find out their ATS number since the All-Star break. So 11-5 straight up, 11-5 against the spread. So pretty much if they're winning the game, they're going to cover the spread here. But obviously this being a short number here, you could probably just end up playing the money line here. But yeah, 5-4 straight up on the road, since the All-Star break, 6-3 against the spread as well for the Milwaukee Bucks. So yeah, I'm on the Bucks here as well, minus the one. Do expect them to lock in defensively in this game. And I think both these teams, have been really good defensively over the last five games here as well. I know Milwaukee, there's a couple games there where, the last game against Lakers where they gave up 122 points. But other than that, they've been really solid since the All-Star break. Just pulling up the numbers here real quickly. So Pelicans are number 3 in defensive rating since the All-Star break. Milwaukee's at number 12. So from where this team started in the beginning of the season defensively for the Milwaukee Bucks and since Doc Rivers came over, they've really focused in on defense. So I think, again, it's an opportunity for the Bucks to come out here and just kind of get that sour taste out of their mouth after losing in that double overtime game against the Lakers. So Bucks for me here as well. Total's at 225 in this game here, Scott. Any thoughts on the total?
I'm going to lean under. We just talked about how both defenses have been pretty solid recently. Don't get confused by the final score against the Lakers. A reminder, they went to double overtime. Each team barely reached 100 in that game. So I like the under in this game. I think it's going to be physical. I think it's going to be competitive. But I do think that it's going to be a bit more low scoring. I'm going to lean to the under.
Yeah, I'm on the under here as well. Casey also pointing out Bucks unders since January are 15-3 when they are favored by less than 10 points. So yeah, under 224.5 is the updated number right now. It was at 225 before we did start, but again, definitely shop around, get the best number when you're playing. Obviously anything, get the best number that you can. Any player props you're looking at here, Scott?
For player props, I'm trying to think if there's anybody I'm tempted by. Interestingly enough, Jay Crowder historically actually has a pretty solid recent track record. So his points and rebounds are set at 6.5 combined and minus 125 on the over. He's gone over in 5 straight, gone over in 9 of 10, and he's done pretty decently against New Orleans. Yeah, 6.5 points and rebounds for Jay Crowder might just randomly be too low, but he's gone over in 6 straight. So I got to at least acknowledge it that he does. He might have a line that's a bit low. So consider that. It's interesting for Valanciunas because he's gone under a lot recently, but historically he's actually been good against Milwaukee. So I am wondering if New Orleans will give him more minutes. Probably not. So if you want to go for the under 9.5 points, I don't totally hate it. Zion, I got to take because Zion has been so good, and I gave out his points against OKC, and he flew over, and he also had 10 assists in that game. So that is pretty appealing as well. Not really sure if there's anything else I really like. It doesn't feel like a game with many player props I'm tempted by. Maybe if you want to go for Giannis rebounds, you can make a case for it because I think he had 20 rebounds in that game against the Lakers. But to go through his rebounding numbers here, let me just see what I could find for any trends for with regard to the rebounds. It's at 12.5. But in the head-to-head, he's actually struggled rebounding-wise, but that mostly involves Valanciunas being in the center spot. Giannis, though, is at 19-plus rebounds in 2 straight games. So if you want to make a case for Giannis rebounds, I don't hate the over at 12.5. Don't really see much, though, that I kind of like for player props. I mentioned the obscure Crowder angle, maybe an under on Valanciunas. And, yeah, if you want Zion assists, you can get over 6.5 at plus money. So that could be an option. But no, don't really see much else. Kind of going to stick with obscure props in this game.
Yeah, Giannis actually has been really good scoring against the Pelicans as well. Just kind of going through his game log against the Pelicans. Last 7 games, head-to-head, 34, 38, 38, 35, 42, 50. And 30. So his points prop right now is sitting at 29.5 minus 125 currently over on DraftKings. So he's cleared this number in 7 straight head-to-head meetings against the Pelicans. They did match up back on January 27th in Milwaukee. Bucks won that game fairly comfortably, 141-117. Giannis had 30 in that game, 12 rebounds as well. So if you want to continue riding Giannis's points prop here, he's cleared 30 or more against the Pelicans in 7 straight head-to-head meetings. So wouldn't be mad at that. Dame assist, if you want to look at that, that number's at 6.5 in this game. He's been doing pretty well distributing the basketball. I know he had 9 assists in that game against the Lakers. He's averaging, 8 assists. He's averaging 9.4 assists over the last 5 games. Did have 9 dimes in the game against the Pelicans earlier this season, like I mentioned. So I think that might be worth a look here as well. Terrible shooting night against the Lakers in that game on Tuesday. 9 of 29 from the floor for Dame, 3 of 14 from the floor. But he obviously, with that shot volume, he did still finish up with 27 points. So Giannis points is worth a look here for me. And then also maybe Dame assist in this game here as well. You have anything else for this game?
No, then we kind of covered it. Should be fun. Only to the under.
All right. Before we get over to our lock and dog and our underdog fantasy entry here for tonight, let me tell everyone about our friends over at AG1. Hey, look, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you're unmotivated, you're feeling a little sluggish, you're feeling a little bit stressed. And when I started, and I was feeling this way at times as well, and someone introduced me to AG1. And when I started drinking AG1 daily, I could feel a huge difference in the way that just I felt mentally and also physically. I could feel a real difference in my daily health. I had a lot more energy as well. I was ready to get up, you know, conquer the world and get to work and just put my head down and grind. And I also felt a little bit more relaxed and I could focus a little more as well. And that's because AG1 is the foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. And not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes a vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health as well. I recommended AG1 to all my family and friends because, again, it is formulated based on the latest science and maintains high quality standards. It's also tested for over 950 contaminants and NSF certified for sports. I even got my dad started on it. He drinks it every morning with his coffee. And he also told me that he has a lot more energy, that it supports his gut health, that his stress levels feel a lot more manageable, and that it feels like that the nutrients that he's getting with AG1 is supporting his body, that those nutrients really crave. So again, AG1 has made a huge difference for me, a lot more focused. And you can also take ownership of your health, and it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs when you first subscribe. All you got to do is go to drinkag1.com/SGPN. That's drinkag1.com/SGPN. Check it out. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, Scott, let's get into our lock and dog here for tonight. Obviously, only two games to pick from here, but we'll do our best to give you a lock and dog with only two games here. You want to lead us off?
Sure. So for my lock, I think I actually am going to go to a player prop that I did not mention in the Bucks and Pelicans breakdown. I'm going to go with Trey Murphy under 1.5 steals and blocks. I see minus 120. I'll take that. He's gone under this number in 8 of the last 10, gone under in each of the last two meetings against Milwaukee. He's actually gone under in 8 of the last 9. But you're looking at Milwaukee, and defensively, they've been really good at preventing steals and blocks this season, as Milwaukee's actually allowing the second fewest steals and blocks per game. So they've been a good team at avoiding blocks, and they don't really turn the ball over as much as you might think. But the point is, Murphy has really not been putting up a bunch of insane stats recently defensively. Had a crazy game against the Pistons where he had 4 blocks and a steal. Besides that, though, been pretty quiet on the defensive front. So I'm going to go with the trends here, and I'll go with his head-to-head, I'd say lackluster numbers against Milwaukee. Give me the under 1.5 steals and blocks combined for Trey Murphy at minus 120 as my lock. For my dog, it's definitely not going to be Atlanta, I'll tell you that much. I got to figure out what I want to do for the dog here. Maybe I can do an alt on the... I don't know if I want to double down on this Bucks game, but I do like the under. So I want to quickly see if I can find an alt line that I could use for the sake of this game. If you want to, you can go ahead while I pull up some alt line potentially.
Yeah. All right. So for my lock here, it's going to be Boston in the first half. I think I'm going to go with their team total in this game. 62.5 is a number currently over on DraftKings. 62.5 for the first half team total for the Boston Celtics at minus 120. I do expect them to leading by double digits at the half against this Atlanta team. But, you know, we talked about it over the past several games that in the first half, they've actually just been dominating, scoring the basketball as well. And I'll quickly read these off. So they had 71 against the Washington Wizards. They had at the half, 59 against the Detroit Pistons, fell a little bit short there. But then against the Bucks, they had 69 against the Detroit Pistons. Again, after that Bucks game, they had 69 as well. Against the Chicago Bulls, they had 66. And then the last game, like we mentioned, against the Atlanta Hawks, they had 74 at the half. So I do expect them to come out really motivated here tonight after what transpired on Monday night. They had the two-day rest advantage. Like we talked about, Atlanta is on a back-to-back here. So again, it might be a double-down opportunity for the Boston Celtics. But officially, as my lock, I'll go with 62.5 team total first half over for the Boston Celtics. For my dog, things going to have to be an alt spread on the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. I'll take them up to -4. That's at plus 135 currently over on DraftKings. I think, again, I think they clamped down defensively. We talk about how well they've been playing defensively, especially under Doc Rivers. So I do expect them with Giannis playing, with Chris Middleton playing, that they just come out here and take care of business against this Milwaukee Bucks team, again, who will be without Brandon Ingram in this game. So Milwaukee Bucks -4 here, Scott. That's at plus 135 as my dog.
Okay. I mean, the only total that I'm kind of tempted by for an alt under that does support the plus 150 or higher angle for a dog here would be 218.5 at plus 152. Okay. Question is, do I want it? I'm trying to think if I want that or I want some alt 3-point lines, but I probably am going to want it. Just looking at all the other options that I have here, I don't really have much. So yeah, I think I'm just going to go with it. I thought maybe about taking like a Brook Lopez alt threes, but Valanciunas doesn't guard anymore, or I should say doesn't play as many minutes anymore. So he's not going to be able to exploit that matchup. Yeah, I'm just going to go with the under instead. Just give me the Bucks and Pelicans alt under 218.5 at plus 152 as my dog.
All right. Let's do our underdog fantasy entry here for tonight. Two games, obviously, only to pick from here, but we'll do our best here to put together an underdog fantasy entry here for you guys. All right, let's see here. Again, make sure you guys go to underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN. You'll get that first deposit bonus of up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. And if you already have an account, do us a favor. Tap that coworker on that shoulder. Get them signed up, whether it's your coworker, a family member, friend, whatever the case might be. Do us a favor. Get them signed up. Underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you use that promo code NBASGPN. All right, Scott, let's see here. Let me get over to NBA, and hopefully we can make it 2 for 2 tonight. All right, where are we starting?
It's a great question. Where do you want to start?
So I think that Giannis does have a good game here tonight. Again, he's had, 7 straight games where he scored 30 or more against the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah. So, yeah, his number is still at 29.5. So, we'll go higher on that. You want to go Zion assist?
Trying to think if I want to go for it, but do you prefer assists or points for Zion?
So, assists are at 6. Sorry, it's at 6. Yeah, 6. And then his points are at 26.5.
Part of me kind of just wants the points, but let me just quickly see if I could find his overall numbers against Milwaukee in the past. I mean, he's going to have the ball in his hands the entire time. The issue is Milwaukee's done a good job defensively against him over the last couple of meetings.
What about
I don't know if I actually want anything there. Because I'm linked to the alt under anyway, so I'm not expecting many points. But
you want to do like Valanciunas lower on his points?
Well, just to ask, do they have Trey Murphy steals and blocks or no?
Yeah, they have 1.5.
Yeah. Can I get the lower on that?
Lower on that? Okay. All right. So we got Giannis higher, 29.5 points. We got Trey Murphy lower, 1.5 steals and blocks. You mentioned Jay Crowder.
Anything in that Celtics game or no?
Oh, yeah. We should probably do something from there. See, this is, let's see. You want to just go Porzingis?
I thought about it, but I am an ask. Even though there's a potential blowout, any part of you tempted by Jaylen Brown higher 21.5 points?
Yeah, I think like if they walk into 120, 130 tonight, like I expect them to, like it's going to be from Jaylen Brown. And
they just blew a massive lead, so you're assuming that they're somewhat, I don't want to say game script proof, but you're assuming they're going to play a lot of minutes anyway.
At least 30 to 32 minutes here, and they have a short trip. I think they go to New Orleans, in fact, after this. So it's from Atlanta, New Orleans. It's not that big of a trip, and they don't play till Saturday night. So, yeah, I can get behind Jaylen Brown. So his number is at 22.5, though.
I mean, he has gone over that number in 7 of the last 8 games, if you're interested. Okay. He's gone over this number in 4 of the last 6 against Atlanta. So I still don't mind it at 22.5.
All right. Yeah, we'll put it in there. All right, so there's our 3-pick entry here for tonight. We will go with Giannis higher, 29.5 points. Trey Murphy the third lower, 1.5 blocks and steals combined. And then Jaylen Brown higher, 22.5 points for the Boston Celtics. That $10 entry will get you a nice return of $60 if all three of those, in fact, do win here tonight for our Underdog Fantasy entry. Again, go to underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you use that promo code NBA SGPN, first deposit bonus of up to $100. All right, that is pretty much going to wrap it up here. Short and sweet here for the NBA Gambling Podcast with only 2 games on the schedule here tonight. A lot bigger schedule for the NBA, at least, tomorrow on Friday, Scott. But anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
No, not really. Once again, a lot of fun options to bet on or even watch tonight. You have the return of the NCAA tournament as a Sweet 16 action tonight. You have opening day in baseball. You have a lot of hockey games, a lot of sports on. Should be fun.
Yeah, 100%. Again, opening day should be a lot of fun, and obviously Sweet 16 here tonight as well. Shout out to the chat, the usual suspects in there. Casey, Lewis, I saw Jake pop in as well. Shout out, special shout out to David Jones Junior gave us a $5 dono, said Sixers spread pick dividends. Thanks for the free daily content, man. Appreciate that from David there. Yeah, we'll be back on Friday, the usual time, with Scott and Terrell. So look out for us then. Enjoy the games here tonight. And if you haven't already subscribed to the NBA Gambling Podcast YouTube channel, please go ahead and do so. Help us out. Leave us a rating and review if you haven't already as well, whether it's on Spotify, whether it's on Apple. Make sure you follow Scott on X. That's at Rice Show Radio. You can follow me at SportsNerd824. Enjoy the games here tonight. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-basket.